AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Doha trying to work out details of a hostage release and ceasefire deal in Gaza.
Our message is simple, it's clear, and it's urgent. We need to get the ceasefire and hostage agreement over the finish line, and we need to do it now.
Hamas calls the latest proposal presented to it a reversal of what it had agreed to. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with right-wing groups of families of fallen soldiers and hostages in Gaza who oppose the ceasefire. Barack and Michelle Obama and Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff were among the night two speakers in Chicago at the Democratic National Convention. Last night's schedule was way behind. President Biden didn't speak until late at night. Alex Hornbrook is convention director.
And we're working with our speakers and making some other adjustments for this evening, including beginning at 5:30 to make sure that we stay on track for that tonight.
Donald Trump was in battleground state Michigan, his running mate J.D. Vance in Wisconsin. Trump spoke to a police group and said Kamala Harris is not concerned about crime.
They just have it out for the police. Nobody knows why. I don't understand why. From a common sense, I like to say the Republican Party is now the party of common sense. Conservative, yeah, I guess conservative. It doesn't matter. It's the party of common sense.
The New York Supreme Court upheld the law allowing any registered voter to cast a ballot by mail, rejecting a Republican challenge. Russian sources say Ukrainian forces have either destroyed or damaged all three of the bridges over the same river in western Russia as Kyiv's incursion into western Russia entered its third week. Thousands of hospitality workers on the Las Vegas Strip have reached a tentative deal with the Venetian and Palazzo Resorts. It's a historic first for the employees. On Wall Street, stocks finished lower. The Dow down 61 points. This is AP News. Disney is dropping its argument that a wrongful death lawsuit should be dismissed over fine print on a Disney Plus subscription. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Josh D'Amaro of Disney's theme park division says in a statement to the Associated Press that Disney will allow the lawsuit brought by Jeffrey Piccolo, whose wife died of an allergic reaction after eating at a restaurant in Disney Springs outside Orlando in October. Disney had tried to argue Piccolo could not sue Disney because he had agreed to settle any lawsuits out of court when he signed up for a one-month trial subscription of Disney Plus in 2019. Piccolo's lawyer had argued it was absurd to believe that anyone who signed up for the streaming service had forever waived all rights to sue. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Rapper NBA Youngboy has agreed to plead guilty to a federal weapons charge once the case is transferred from Louisiana to Utah, where he faces unrelated charges accusing him of running a prescription drug fraud ring. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.